there, guys and gals, you hep cats, cool kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is the Diesel-Powered Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk, and I am your host, the time-traveling, comic-book-loving, Diesel Punk prophet of pop culture, John Pica. And we are doing a little microcast here in the cocktail lounge. We've got a very special guest with us, Jeff Waltrowski, who is the creator of a fun little movie I discovered completely by accident, Jeff, a movie called It Came From Yesterday. Say hello to our listening audience.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me, John. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on. Now, you're in the Pittsburgh area.
Yes.
And we were talking before we went on the air. You and I share some kinship. We're both flaming Polacks.
Oh yeah.
And you said you moved out to San Francisco. I live in Nashville, Tennessee now.
Okay.
And the I love Nashville. I love the entertainment scene. I love the music scene here. But the one thing I don't like is there's no good middle European ethnic food.
Yeah, and that was exactly the same in San Francisco. I was there for 2 years, and you could get any kind of food you wanted except for pierogies. And a lot of people didn't even know what they were.
Well, you know, I fix them for every party we have and introduce my friends to them. And they're like, oh, where can you get these? I'm like, well, okay, so you can get them in the grocery store. Mrs. T's, if you know how to cook them, they're a pretty good fill-in.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, not to digress too much on it, but my Polish grandmother was a master of all these things and would make potato pancakes. And she had come over from, after World War II, had come over to the States with my father. And she had this horrible, thick accent. And she would call potato pancakes potatoes pancake. And for my whole life, I still call them to this day potatoes pancake.
That's pretty fun. That's pretty
cool.
We probably know some of the same folks. We may even have some relatives in common.
Probably.
I grew up in Akron, Ohio. And so that's very cool. What a small world.
I know.
What a small world that, two guys from northeastern United States connect via the magic of the internet and through a common genre called diesel punk. And you were telling me off the air that when you were making this movie, It Came From Yesterday, that you didn't even know there was such a thing.
I had no idea. You know, I was always a fan of, you know, The Rocketeer and serials and, you know, all that. That genre, but I never knew it really had a name. And when we were showing the movie around after we had completed it and we were doing screenings and things, people kept saying this word, and I'm like, what is that? I have no idea what this is. So it is cool to have, you know, this kind of shove genre that it can fall into. I think that kind of helps it find its audience, I think.
Yeah, and so we're going to help you find an even bigger audience.
Thanks.
So, we get about 10,000 listeners per episode. So, hopefully, a few of them will check out It Came From Yesterday. Talk a little bit about the movie. I watched it, and I loved it. For its, 2010 you made this movie?
Yeah, it was over the course of about 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years that we... that we shot it. We actually shot the movie in about 2.5 weeks. Then the rest of it, the whole movie is done on green screen. So I know that, oh, it's the green screen. You don't want to see all this fake stuff, but that was kind of designed to look that way. We had a, it was kind of a hyper real look to it. So we didn't want it to look realistic. We were trying to create something with that.
As the opening credits say, shot in Danger Vision.
Yeah, Dangermation.
Dangermation, yeah.
And so doing all those effects, it took about 2.5 years because it was me and one other guy doing all the visual effects, and there were about just over 1,500 visual effect shots.
Wow. Yeah, well, and when I was watching it, I kept thinking, what, this is very reminiscent of the style and the texture of Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow. You got some very familiar character archetypes as well. I love your pilot. He reminds me of the mechanic pilot character from DuckTales. Not DuckTales. Yeah.
Yeah, DuckTales Launchpad. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to say that that's an accident, because I think that is in there a little bit. You know, I grew up on that, but one thing that I think was cool about the kind of hyper real look that we had created was it's very reminiscent of the Fleischer kind of Superman shorts from the 40s.
Oh my gosh, yes it is.
That's kind of the look we were going for with putting people in that. So it's not, you know, the buildings aren't exactly realistic, you know, the cars aren't exactly realistic. They're almost animated, but that the color scheme is very similar, and it has that kind of chiaroscuro kind of lighting to it.
Well, that was one of the things I really liked about this movie was that like Sky Captain, you were never really sure what was physical, what was real, and what wasn't.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you were fooled.
Yeah, it was cool. So talk a little bit about the story and the characters and the inspiration for the movie.
The story is about, it's set in the late 40s, and it's about a scientist adventurer who, his name's Professor Jack, and he has a group of adventurers that, you know, they solve cases and crimes and fight monsters, and they have this club called the Electric Club that they're going out and they're, you know, solving scientific involved cases or like promoting positive use of nuclear power, and it's basically their adventures. It's one adventure in particular for the professor that's an enemy from his past that's kind of come back to kind of wreak havoc on his present day, hence the term "it came from yesterday." But it's an intergalactic kind of interdimensional creatures that is coming for him. So it has a lot of sci-fi to it. It has a lot of kind of Indiana Jones, Sky Captain elements to it. But the tongue is firmly placed in the cheek, I'll say.
Well, I found it interesting to watch and to discover that for those of you who don't know, Jeff is the creator, you were the director, and the star.
Yes. Yes, I was.
You play Professor Jack. And so what was your, I'm curious because I kind of connected to this, okay?
Okay.
As someone who, let me put it, I don't want to insult you. So, but as someone who is not a typical Saturday matinee idol looking kind of guy, and I fall into that category.
Yeah.
I found it interesting for you to cast yourself as kind of the swashbuckling, yet still socially awkward and nerdy hero.
Yeah. There were many reasons for that. The main reason being that I was familiar with the kind of bad acting kind of style that I wanted for the performances. Another reason is budgetary, because when we're shooting this movie and we knew it was going to take multiple years, and when you have a lead actor, the majority of the time you're going to need pickup shots or you're going to need additional days with this guy, and I'm free. I don't get paid to be an actor. I was just paid for, you know, directing and writing. So I don't, having a lead actor for free was a big plus for us. And also, the when I was in film school, which was about probably 15 years before this, I actually created the character of Professor Jack and played him in student films. So it was kind of, I already knew the shtick, so I should just do it again, you know?
Well, that's very cool. Go ahead.
Oh, and it was a character that I had done a feature before this, when I was, it was about 2003, called Project Valkyrie. It was a present day monster movie, and I needed a flashback with a scientist in the 40s, and I used that same character. So if you were to like watch It Came From Yesterday, you could learn a little bit more about the universe by watching Project Valkyrie. Not that they're connected, they just had a character that the Professor Jack character had a brief moment in this other movie. So I've had a long relationship with the character for myself, but I feel like audiences are just being introduced to him now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't hear about this until a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always scrolling through Netflix and Hulu trying to find something new that is in this genre that I haven't seen before. And I'm usually very disappointed, but I saw this and I was like, oh, I got to watch this. And had a good time. And I'll tell you what, I'm not going to spoil it, but the big bad, the villain, I wasn't expecting it to be who it was.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm very glad to hear that.
But I wasn't shocked either. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That kind of makes sense now.
Yeah, okay. I can definitely live with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but it made it, you know, I was like, yeah, okay, I see where he's going with this.
Yeah, and I think it's you know, really lucky that that this movie found a home on Hulu. And it's broadening out to other streaming services here in the near future, because you know, when you have an independent genre movie nowadays, it's something like, you know, Mega Sharktopus versus Octopus Alligator Man, or, you know, or whatever. And it's there. People are kind of looking for these kind of cheesy, like horribly made movies that they can laugh at. And that's the kind of movies that are getting picked up in a sci-fi horror genre and going to Hulu and going to Amazon or Netflix. And it was the companies that helped us out and helped us get to Hulu really helped us. They took a leap of faith in supporting something that was kind of off the wall like this.
Yeah, well, I mean, they probably recognize that it probably does have a fan base with, you know, movies like Sky Captain and Iron Sky and Indiana Jones and the Rocketeer. There are people like me, you know, looking for this kind of thing. So,
yeah, I think Iron Sky, even though there's some differences between our movies, I think that really helped It Came From Yesterday a lot. Just being out there and, you know, people being familiar with it, you know, really helps us.
Yeah. So, what's next?
Well, what's next? I think I'm always trying to do something different. I worked as a director of photography on a couple direct-to-video movies before I did this. I am shooting a horror film as a director of photography in the spring called Help Me First, that is launching a Kickstarter campaign tomorrow, actually. So you could check that out on Kickstarter. It's called Help Me First. It's a haunted asylum kind of a thing, but done in a unique way. And as far as a writer and director, I'm actually developing an animated project right now that will take place in this same universe. Different characters, but some of the same characters, but it'll be a different setting and a little bit of a different style. It'll be like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Well, that's cool. Any plans though for more film or webisodes with Professor Jack, Buddy, and Penny?
There definitely is. I actually have another project written for that. Whether or not it'll be live action or animated, I'm not sure. I kind of am seeing what happens with the release of this. But, you know, the great thing about these characters is they have an endless amount of adventures. And it's something that, you know, I try to instill in this movie is they're always referring to other adventures they had. And there's a rich history that's built around it that you can see just by watching the movie. You can see there's all these other things that these characters have done. And you know, one of the cool things that I see as a filmmaker is to just kind of work in this same universe and tell all these stories, whether it brings in different audiences each time or what have you.
Well, one of the things I loved that you did was the flashing of the newspaper front pages throughout the ages. And some of those stories, I was like, oh, I want to know what happened with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of those is written. I'll tell you that.
Well, very cool. Well, so besides Hulu, you're looking at some other streaming services. Is the movie available in a hard copy?
Not currently, but it will be available to stream and DVD on Amazon in the near future. I don't have an exact date on that yet, but it's coming.
Well, you'll have to let us know as soon as it's available on DVD, because we'll send all of our listeners to Amazon to purchase that and make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Yes. And, you know, one of the great things that I really like about it being on Hulu is that it's free on Hulu. And you don't, for this particular movie, you do not need a subscription.
Ah, well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So all of you guys out there can go to Hulu right now and watch it.
Well, that is fantastic. And is there a website?
There is. It came from yesterday.com. You'll learn a little bit more about the movie there. You can, there's some links there to our YouTube. You'll be seeing some content on that in the coming months as we develop some more It Came From Yesterday stuff. And
can I download a print of that awesome poster? That Drew Struzman looking poster?
No, but not yet. But I can make that happen.
That would be pretty nifty to have in my office.
That poster is one of the coolest things about this entire movie, and it was actually done for me for free by a local Pittsburgh artist who's doing real well for himself now with Pittsburgh-based coloring books.
So, coloring books.
Yeah, like he's taking all these different, you know, historical landmarks in Pittsburgh and putting them into a coloring book, and it's just insane. His name is Rick Antolik. You can look him up and you can see some of his other work, because he's an amazing artist.
Yeah, he did a great job on your movie poster. It has a very Indiana Jones, you know, Drew Struzman look to it, and very cool. And I'll tell you what, if you make that a downloadable print, I'm telling you,
I will do that.
There's some bank there, baby. Well, hey, any last words you want to let our audience know about It Came From Yesterday?
Only that, you know, check it out. It's on Hulu. It's free. You can watch it right now. It'll be coming to more platforms in the near future. We're going to be bringing these characters back, so please check it out. And I appreciate every view this movie gets.
Well, very cool. All of you listening out there, make sure you go to Hulu, check it out, watch it for free today, and visit the website, itcamefromyesterday.com. Send Jeff a message, like their page on Facebook, and let him know what you thought about the movie. Let him know that you're out there watching and that you're paying attention. I know for creatives, that's one of the biggest, most important things, is just hearing from the fans.
Yes.
So let your voice be heard. And we really appreciate you coming on the show, Jeff. And
I really appreciate you having me.
Yeah, it's been fun. And as more develops with the movie, make sure you let us know, and we'll have you back on as time permits.
That's awesome, man. Hey, thank you, John. I really appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. For all our listeners out there, this is John Pica with the Diesel Powered Podcast telling you to swing hard, swing off, and we'll catch you on the flip side.